Even when the world knew little about the virus that we now know causes COVID-19, one thing was clear: the elderly would always be particularly vulnerable to the disease. Well, today, the Aged Care Royal Commission's been told that in Australia, the aged care sector was left unprepared for the inevitable outbreaks and that federal authorities had no plan for dealing with it. The Royal Commission hearings coincided with the deadliest day so far in the pandemic, with 19 more deaths in Victoria. 14 of them were connected to aged care. First tonight to Rachel Mealy.
86-year-old Merle Mitchell gave evidence to the Royal Commission from her nursing home in Melbourne. She was asked what life's like under the lockdown.
Well, it means that I'm in my own room. The only time I can go out of this room is when I've got a physio session. And that happens 4 times a week. Otherwise, from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep, I'm sitting in my own room in my one chair.
Do you have a window?
No, I can look at a brick wall, but that's all. There's nothing else to look at.
Can you see a tree or a garden from where you are?
No, can't. Not the way the building is constructed, yeah.
The Aged Care Royal Commission will look at how the quality of life of residents can be balanced against infection control. Counsel assisting the Royal Commission, Peter Rosen QC, argues the aged care sector was underprepared for an outbreak.
While we readily acknowledge that COVID-19 presents an enormous challenge to governments and the aged care sector that in many respects is unprecedented, we'll be asking if greater attention to preparation may have saved lives and could save lives in the future. This pandemic is clearly here to stay for the foreseeable future. It is of the utmost importance that those overseeing the aged care sector and those operating it learn all they can so that they have the weapons for the fight.
The Royal Commission will look at the 2 aged care outbreaks in Sydney earlier in the year, the Dorothy Henderson Lodge and that at Newmarch House. The Commission will ask whether all that could have been learned from those outbreaks was passed on to other operators around Australia.
While there was undoubtedly a great deal done to prepare the Australian health sector more generally for the pandemic, the evidence will reveal that neither the Commonwealth Department of Health nor the aged care regulator developed a COVID-19 plan specifically for the aged care sector.
Mr. Rosen says the evidence in coming days will highlight deficiencies in the aged care regulator's response, including communicating with providers.
Regulating the aged care sector as it confronts COVID-19 has been and continues to be this regulator's biggest test. What did the Commissioner do to protect the sector? And what has she done by way of regulating the sector? We've already noted that the regulator did not have an appropriate aged care sector COVID-19 response plan. Given that it was widely understood that recipients of aged care services were a high-risk group, this seems surprising.
Mr. Rosen says the Commission is set to hear about a tussle between federal and state authorities over whether COVID-positive patients should have been transferred to hospitals or treated at their homes.
Commissioners, equal access to the hospital system is the fundamental right of all Australians, young or old, and regardless of where they live. Many of the residents in aged care homes work their entire lives to build the world-class health system of which Australians are justifiably proud. They have the same right to access it in their hour of need as the rest of the community. To put it very directly, older people are not less deserving of hospital treatment because they are old. Such an approach is ageist.
Counsel assisting the Aged Care Royal Commission, Peter Rosen, QC. Rachel Mealy, our reporter there.